Live 365.
suck your blood and leave you there all alone, just skin and bone. When you walk among the trees, listen to the leaves. The further I go, the less I know, the less I know. Swallow and chew.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever. It's Spank Wagon Radio.
Can we just start this goddamn show already?
Now, which talking are you talking about? The one, yeah?
The what?
Which talking are you talking about? The one on the intro or the other one?
The intro one.
Okay.
You know, where you say... Well, that's because you're opening your damn trap.
You know what? You can
suck the pipe.
So that sounds more like you're going to give him a fucking Roto-Rooter job. Dude, toss his salad.
Wow. I like some corn and peanuts.
Well, you know what? It's too late. He just ate his own salad.
He did, too.
He did, too.
Right, and it had creamy, gooey, white stuff on it.
Yeah. His own special ranch dressing.
Tangy.
From the hidden...
Hidden Valley.
No, the hidden Venus Valley.
Ah! That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Starring Claude Balls and everybody else.
And Ass Hat. I'm your host, Ass Hat. He's your host, Claude Balls. Shut up! What is today's date? Today is February 6, 2003.
That's right.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing okay. This has got to be probably the most up and down week we have had in history.
Wow!
At least in the past 2 years.
Jeez.
Most up and down
great.
Week.
It's been great.
Exactly.
It's been a very nice week.
I've got to talk about pirates, and we're going to talk about that a little later. That thing, it made me laugh when I saw it, because I'll tell you what, we have the innovator of the homebred pirate right here. So,
yes, that's right. I'm also pretty psyched out. I've got celebrity recognition twice so far from two different subjects.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll get into that in a little while. We got news. Well, those are downstairs. Then you're perfectly comfortable as you are.
Trench's wife just went downstairs. Ask her if she'll carry you one up.
Anywho. You realize I have gas?
I don't think it's pee.
Yes, we've had everything happen from the grommet. From the whole, the shuttle incident.
You know what? That's going to be a rant for me this week, okay?
Uh-oh.
You know what, man? I don't mourn the fucking astronauts.
Not in this case.
No, not in any fucking case, dude.
How so?
Well, because check this out. Okay, now, like, September 11th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are innocent civilians that got hit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? I don't mourn, but it was like, that was, you know, something like a national tragedy. And I did feel, yeah.
You're wrong.
And I did feel part of the angerment of that. Now, the firefighters that went up in those buildings to try to save lives and the policemen downstairs, those were heroes because they came and did their job in the face of death.
Right.
These were fucking astronauts trying to land. They're not fucking heroes. They didn't save a fucking life.
But you're discrediting them as a hero.
I don't mourn them!
But you're discrediting me on them from being a hero based upon the fact that, you know, sure they don't save lives. I'm sorry, a plastic surgeon is a doctor. They don't save lives. But yet doctors are usually considered heroes.
Okay. I understand where you're going with that right there, but...
Okay.
But
these guys are people who put their lives on the line.
It's fucking job hazard, man.
No, wait, they understand that's possible.
Yes, they understand. And they should be recognized as something, you know... They should be recognized as heroes for putting their life on the line.
Plus, when they came back in, you know, it was just a fucking routine type of flight right there. All right? And at the same time, I think fucking NASA should be, like, fucking reprimanded severely.
Mm-hmm.
But no, and like I say, they keep saying a nation mourns. I don't fucking mourn these people,
you know,
man.
I mourn them and that they were people that died, but I think they're astronauts and they understand that this is an acceptable risk.
Okay, yeah, they are astronauts and they do, you know, I mean, I do agree with you there that, okay, they're astronauts. They put themselves in a position. They
Heroes
put themselves
is
in
overused,
this position.
Okay? Here, the word hero is way overused on this
hero
case.
Hero is completely overused. Like Olympic hero. This girl's Olympic hero. She's fucking 10.
More than ever.
Yeah, like last week, the words.
Yes,
like, now more than ever. Okay, maybe I can agree a little bit with putting the hero, but I feel that these guys, you know, they sacrifice, these men and women sacrifice.
Sacrificed what?
Their lives. I know you would put your life on your line for your car. You would sacrifice your life for your car.
They. The hero? No.
Not to us. But at least to accept... To DeLorean Ernest. Well, no, even they would think he's kind of cracked out.
did they already fucking do, dude?
Exactly. You're so pro DeLorean.
I'm not pro DeLorean. I'm fucking extremist.
Yes. You are the Nazi DeLorean owner. Now,
fuck you, Corvette.
Yes. Or saline, in the case I remember.
No, fuck salines, dude.
So anyhow, as I was trying to say, though.
Want to know more? Read
you know,
the archives.
Maybe not necessarily heroes. Those are counselors for kids who want to learn their numbers. Wow.
Are you serious, dude?
Yes. Base 10 blocks. What? She's a teacher.
Shit, man. You know what I thought that was? You know the Paula Deen commercial where they show the level of staining?
Acid
tabs, dude.
Shit.
Acid tabs?
Seriously, it's like, here. Because, you know, Hunter S. Thompson saw that.
That's right. Tonight, Conan O'Brien, 12:30 midnight.
He just ate one of your counters.
You want me to eat it?
You just ate, dude. You're already fucking constipated
you
as it is.
In other words, he just had a first grader's germs.
He just tasted a 5-year-old's cock.
At least it's my first time.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Claude's got himself a new clown suit. Could get the blood out of the old one.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay.
I got to say, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, okay.
Yes.
What's this? I got a teletype from the wife.
Teletype.
Stereophonic. They are heroes because they are living our dreams. Children look up to astronauts as to what they can be.
The only reason I look up because they're in the fucking sky.
No, you idiot. They could be right from...
I also look up to fucking Pokemon. Does that mean Ash is a hero?
Ooh, good call, good
Ooh,
call.
Yeah, very good call.
Mad props.
You know what? I will say...
Wait. Okay,
no.
So is Michael...
You just said cops are heroes. You just said cops are heroes, correct?
Yeah,
you just said cops are heroes. Kids look up to cops the same way they look up to astronauts. Something they want to become.
So do you think Magic Johnson is a hero?
He is considered a sports hero, but here's the problem.
Stop.
Here's the problem with that logic. Hold on.
Wait, he's a hero. Children look up to him, nonetheless.
Children look up to him, but you're misrepresenting me.
No, I'm not. You said children look up.
He
Nobody li-
doesn't
fine
save
print.
Anything. He is an overpaid athlete.
But by their own reckoning here, if children look up to him, must make him a hero.
No.
Exactly.
It doesn't have any...
Yes.
Okay.
Magic, as in my ass got infected coach. Yes.
And then put himself back in. But still.
How the hell should I know? Maybe he's like Mike Tyson.
So you don't know the history, but you're going to use him as an example.
Of course I am.
Wrong.
That's the point of being fundamentalist. It's not about what you fucking argue. It's about the fact that you're right no matter what.
Well, you and Jerry Falwell could go fuck yourselves.
No way, man.
All right, so
well, fuck him, not me.
Yeah.
So how's everybody doing tonight?
No, I'm a little perturbed now because this is twice this week. A good argument has been started and then stopped.
By the way, in case anybody out there wants to hate my guts anymore, check the message boards on the Spank Wagon.
Yes. Claude has decided to go post-happy.
Yes, ooh, in a big way.
It's going to be horrible.
By the way, could you
take full responsibility for it?
I take full responsibility.
Thank you.
Could you bring this up for Smack and your wife to see?
Okay.
Yes. What we're going to do right now, and this is for everybody at home
and
who wants
free,
to play along.
I think it's under free range Spank Wagon.
Let's check and make sure. Yes, on the message boards under the category of free range Spank Wagon, you'll see the subject of...
Death of a 4-month-old Skylar James Tate. Now, this is a shaken baby case that's happening actually back in my hometown of Waterloo, Iowa.
No, come back.
Oh,
back.
No.
British nanny.
This is
no,
very wrong,
but you're
I'm not taking any credit for this.
I take full credit.
So, people who know, that we know this boy, this kid who shook the baby, and all that. Well, Claude decides he needs a little controversy. So he puts up that picture.
Oh, my God. That is great.
So if you're in there, you're in there.
No, wait. There's more.
There's more.
There's two more items.
So he finds this on something awful, the picture you're going to see. Then you want to also look at his profile. Recognize that face. Memorize that face.
Okay.
Read
my
his...
My kids
are like martinis, shaken, not stirred. And then Claude decides that he finds his photo inside of the Waterloo Courier. Now look at the lawyer on the right. and read the caption, Claude.
Captain, my client, he's innocent, man. He was just trying to shake the powder back into the lithium crystals. Or baby.
So. It does look like the kid's being...
And for the defense, James Doohat. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, okay, we're going to get hate mail now.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with
if anybody gets... Yeah, it's funny. I think I laughed at the whole, the baby shaker.
Yeah. You know? Now, read the caption above.
Scroll. No, no, scroll up.
Maybe you didn't read the manual properly.
So, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Eddie's going to kick his... Yes, yes. Eddie is someone who is a frequent user of Spankwagon and hopefully listener too. But once
we're gonna find out.
Do you know this kid?
We do know this person.
No, Eddie knows.
Yes.
Do we know the shaking baby?
Yes.
But we have to have this. I gotta wait. Give me
the shaking baby. It sounds like a sex toy, dude.
Oh man.
Give me that.
Okay.
The shaking baby with clitoris.
No. When my
now all I can think of is that fucking egg microwaver you shake.
No, scramble eggs. Scramble eggs, you put the wife in this eggs. One. Scramble eggs, put the wife in that one. Just shake the ovaries. No, my son was a little boy. Well, he still is a little boy, but when he was still less than a year, babies, there are these things they make for him. They're little baby shaker seats, and they basically vibrate the child to sleep. So we used to call it the vibrating butt chair. And Roger would only sleep if we put him in it. He wouldn't
fall
asleep.
You're going to tell me some story your kid got a hard-on.
No. Actually, little babies do get hard-ons, but the first time you got a hard-on totally freaked my ex out. She didn't know what to do with it. I was like, honey,
what?
I know.
You don't touch it. That's easy. What's she going on? Bing!
No, she's like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? I thought this wasn't supposed to happen for another 12 years. I'm like, come on, honey. This is my kid. Who are we getting? But anyway.
I don't know what's the laugh at.
So his first words would be in the pipe. Exactly. Exactly. No, I think my son's first words are gonna be woot. But that'd be great.
Woot, daddy.
Thank you. But
woot, daddy.
But he had this vibrating.
Are you P Diddy? No, I'm woot, daddy.
That's my new MC McP pants. No, woot, daddy.
Just out of curiosity, Reverend Hammer, did you actually go? And nobody else will be able to see this unless you're in the chat room. Plug the chat room real quick, Trench.
Somebody apparently had the baby shaker strapped to his skull earlier.
Anyhow, if Reverend can respond, are you just listening or did you actually go to the message boards? I'd like to know.
All I know is we've lost a listener. we've officially
lost a few listeners. But you know what? Here's my thing. I'm going to say, in defense of Claude... Hold on. In defense of Claude, I will say this. First off, he's not attached to these people in any way. I didn't do it. I really can't...
You wuss.
I am going to wuss.
I'm not responsible.
I won't take
responsibility. But I think it's funny as hell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's completely hilarious.
But also, he did grab everything from another source. He didn't make it. It is from somethingawful.com.
And I left all that tagging in there?
He left it in there. Also, this image is taken from the Waterloo Cedar
Both of
Falls
them.
Courier.
This is actually him.
Congratulations. It's either that or he just got a heart on. Aww. We got spray for that.
If it gets stuck, let us know. We'll get the digi camera and a plunger.
No. All right. So, yeah, that... yeah. And I will backpedal on that one personally, but I thought it was funny. But then again, I'm kind of cynical and mean like that.
And you can actually ask Trench on this right there. I'm a very sadistic kind of person sometimes, and I was feeling depressed today, and I just went on this fucking whole fucking tangent of doing that on the message board, and I felt better about myself.
Yeah, he's the type, you know, he was the kid that you always learned about, you know, look, gets to feel good by putting other people down.
Yeah.
You know, this is that kid. This is not only the bully, but he got bullied, so now he's trying to, you know, do
make
it himself.
For lost time. Yeah.
making up for all that lost time. So, all right. The wife just saw about the spank wagon.
The Whitey banner.
The Whitey banner at the bottom of the message board.
Oh, by the way, mad props.
Mad props?
Whitey got hitched.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh, another one's gone.
Whitey got married, yeah. So mad props to Whitey. Unfortunately, yep. He like did it when we couldn't actually go to the wedding.
Yeah, well, I think he just didn't want us to be there recording going, hey, mad props, ticket, 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 ticket.
Yeah.
Get
I've been like, I do.
Dude, we'd hand those out to everybody. It'd be better than rice. Screw bird seed, you know, because rice kills the pigeons. God forbid we
throw
kill
Alka-Seltzer. Poof. Yes, the fun tales from Tit of killing fucking seagulls. Yes.
I don't understand why you kill seagulls. Well, I guess
he goes to
California.
He's like a fucking kid. He's like throwing Alka-Seltzer at seagulls, watching them take off from the air, go kunk, 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 and fall to the
deck. Make it sound like their motor gave a turn, turn.
Basically. Why are they making
that noise? Dude, all planes make a noise when they crash. Don't you watch enough fake movies?
Wait. I wanted to take a test right here. Okay, this is a question to Mark's wife. The last time you went and had the oil changed in your car, did you have them change the blinker fluid?
There's no such thing as blinker fluid, you idiot!
Thank you.
To
avoid embarrassment, a Spankwagon listener I was with actually got duped into believing blinker fluid.
Yes.
At one point thought it was the clutch reservoir on somebody's car.
Every manual has a clutch reservoir where the fluid's...
Yes. Wait, is that the blinker fluid? Yeah. Cool. Where's it on my car? This person also boasts to have automotive knowledge. So that's the...
Is case. This Yes Man?
No, this is not Yes Man.
Oh, it's not Yes Man, okay.
You and I discussed it earlier, that person was.
We probably did, I'm just kind of flaking it right now.
There you go.
He just made lip signals. I think he either wants to suck my... Or he tried
That's
telling
gross,
me
man.
What was going on. Well, I'm sorry, we don't have Smack, so we got to get three in. Take it in the pipe! Huh? Wait, no, wrong one. All right, here at Spankwagon, we'd like to say...
One, I'm not gay, too. I ain't swapping slobber with
you.
You
sure? You got teeth.
Nope. I got teeth. No.
That cartoon we saw, sorry.
Yes. What the fuck was that? I already forgot.
That was Aqua Teen Hunger Force we were watching.
If anybody has a chance, please take a look at Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Kind of fucked up.
That's pretty funny. You know what? I want to be Fry Guy.
I figured you more for Meatwad.
No, not Meatwad.
Well, everybody likes the cute one.
I love that. I got a question. Is Meatwad higher than a 3 on Hot or Not?
Well, wow. Mr. Personality, I don't know.
Your wife just... Well, apparently your wife thinks I'm number 1. Because she just showed me with her hand.
She gives a reaffirming kiss to me like, it's okay, I just insulted him. Mwah.
Did I do that?
Ow! I just got... Fuck.
Ew.
For the listeners at home, Mark's wife is now flicking his ear.
No, you do not touch the computer. And you can't sit on my lap. Why not?
Sit on his lap.
No.
Sit on his lap.
Stop encouraging
Here,
me.
I'll hold it on the table. Sit on his lap.
Help. Help me.
Oh, let your wife sit on
your lap. I got to load music. Hold on. No, I do. I've been having a bad habit of letting
her
out.
Here you go. Put on some Al Green.
Al Green? Oh, I know what I want to do.
Shit. I forgot what I needed to do.
Uh-oh.
I had to bring over more music. Fuck, I forgot again.
Well, I got a song that I have to play now.
Yes.
I absolutely, positively have to play. This is probably... shit, which one's which?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Smack needs to get in here.
Hey,
go...
Smack! Get your ass out of the shithouse!
But yeah, we absolutely got to play that song.
Hold
so
on,
I'll cue it up for later.
Okay,
I'll cue it up for later.
Because yes. Hey, right. You're just in time.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to play on Spankwagon, things that we find. And now this has a backstory. First off, we're going to say this because the wife is the one that started this, the whole thing. But between the wife and Smack, my wife started playing Dungeons and Dragons. Okay,
you're going to hell.
Yeah, Jack Chick says you're going to hell.
Jack Chick.
Jack Chick. Don't worry, it's all here. Okay, hold on. Now, Jack Chick says you're going to have, but that's another story altogether. Look, you got me on this Jack Chick thing.
Anyhow,
an idiot.
Your wife started playing Dungeons
and Dragons.
My wife
started playing Dungeons and Dragons. Well, her first character was a dwarf.
A dwarf. I love dwarfs. This is cute.
This is the reaction we kept having. She kept running around the house going, I love dwarfs, I love dwarfs, I love dwarfs.
I need to get you the midget song.
Hold on. It's even better.
It's a female dwarf.
So she's playing a male character. Yes. Dude, she's even singing that. You notice? This is how giddy she gets.
I love her.
Chris.
You don't understand.
Chris here, though.
Chris just fucked up my vision of that because he goes, yeah, she had a cock, and you're going, she's running around the house pretending she's a fucking dwarf, so maybe I don't know if she's running around the house with a fucking strap on.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right, okay.
Oh.
All right, so anyhow,
those
Chris
aren't hemorrhoids.
Chris
just
here.
Bumps on the way in.
Oh. Chris here sits there and goes, when she starts, and he goes, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. At that point, we're all making fun of, you know, of my wife.
Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done.
Well, then I started wanting to look for this song.
What, you never had it before?
I never had it before. So what I did, sometimes, let me go ahead and cue them up here.
Okay.
So I'm going to cue in the background, and I'm going to fade in, so I got to get all my windows. Sorry, Rev, I got to hide the chat for a second. Where's all my windows?
Hurry up.
He does. Ooh. Shut up. All right, I'm going to fade out, and we're going to go right to Fries and I. Sorry for the big blurp in the music.
Okay, but here, pay attention.
Pay attention. We're going to keep us on slightly on the background. All right. Could someone put on the audio so I can make sure it's working? Here's Ding's Fries are down. Okay.
I'm Wicked Wicked King making flavor whoppers. Mm-hmm. I would paper hat.
We got a laughter, so if someone actually knows. Okay.
Yes, yes.
You haven't heard anything yet. Now, this is something I want Chris to hear. Chris needs to hear this. And
no.
Can you hear me, Chris? Okay, good.
Now, this is the thing. There's a story behind this. What happened is you've seen the Flash animation, right? Okay, now, last Friday, I loaded this shit up on a test computer in the office, and every time it stopped, I'd hit fucking F5 to reload it. So for like 15 minutes straight, all it would play was this fucking Burger King.
Homeboy, though, messages me that later that night, and he messages me this. And let me get it in queue. You gotta listen. It's a slow to start up. It's slow to start up. Hold on.
Pay attention.
You'll get it. So I'll go and cue it out, and we'll be back in a second.
Ding by the dun, 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 ding by the dun. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, wait for the bell. Ding by the dun, can't hear the bell. Ding by the dun, where is the bell? Ding by the dun. Da 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 da
by Dawson.
Okay.
So there you go. You've got the full Ding Fryzer done.
Yes.
And, yeah, needless
I'm
to say...
I'm tempted to burn that and blast out my car on the strip.
Ding, done. Yeah, I'm already getting requests to upload it to VFTP.
Yes.
So,
that's what we should do. We'll go get some Burger King uniforms. We'll go get a convertible. We'll rent one.
And
ding, by the done.
We'll all sing along.
Yeah. So
we'll do that like in the summertime.
Just a bunch of tarts.
Ding, by the done.
All right. You know, after that, I'm almost saying, hey, let's go ahead and take our first break so we can regroup and come on back.
Yeah, that's actually
it's probably a great idea. I can't believe we've already surpassed the intro. You are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show.
You're damn straight. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
And that's where it's at. But really, the show is actually called Spankwagon Radio.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Trencher. He's Club Balls in the background. Smack. And, of course, making a very wonderful vocal presence, the wife.
Yes, so, a rare appearance at
very
that.
Rare. We're honored. Very honored.
We are blessed by your presence.
Yes. Now we will hand you a Kleenex. Never mind. Right. We'll be back.
Cost me so much to think. KRDL, Kurtle 109. We spoil music for everyone. Shut up, you little brat.
KRDL, the Kurtle. Elastic ass with you here in Chino Hills, the last frontier. That's where we're at.
Word, KOOL. You know what it spells, and you know how we do. Live and direct, coming at you from the middle of nowhere, the center of everywhere. You gotta check this band, Queens of the Stone Age. If you're not knowing, I'm here to let you know. I'm giving it my stamp of approval, you know what I'm saying? So pick this up.
And we're gonna spell the music for you. This is Millionaire, Queens of the Stone Age. A song of something that'll never be.
All death metal, all the time.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone, clone.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper, Clone Radio. LA is infinite repeat. How we feeling out there? How's your drive time commute? I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the world's greatest internet radio program.
Damn straight.
Apparently where you need to bring a poncho.
A poncho.
What's up with that, dude?
What's up with what?
You wore more of his sneeze than he did.
I know, man. He was never taught to cover his mouth. That's why he grows
the
sideburns.
I was going
to
sneeze down my
shirt. He grows the sideburns so he could sneeze and then wipe it in there.
That's right, man.
Oh, that's nasty.
You should see him when he had a pompadour hairdo. He had the flu.
Bring up the IRC window.
The IRC? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yes.
No, like greasers put their hair back like that, dude? Oh, no.
Exactly.
We got to do a little bit of roll call, our very anemic roll call, but we're going to do it nonetheless. Okay. First off, we want to say hello to Reverend Hammer because, well, he was first, and he's the official recorder of Spankwagon Radio.
Mad props.
And he shows up week after week after week.
That's very nice of him.
Because he doesn't have
anything. It's like Chinese
to
torture test, you know? You're in there and you're stuck.
Reverend Hammer's Chinese?
No.
Oh, that's more like a Florida torture test.
Florida torture? No, that would be voting.
Voting or driving.
Voting or driving, you know?
Or getting shopping carts.
Ouch. The other one in there is the other guy in our chat room is a friend of Smack's here. Say hello, Smack.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
And,
I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, it's like animated. Ainer.
Animated.
Spellings?
Bitch.
There we go.
All right. No, can't do that.
Mad props
to any Ranny. Anyhow. But he likes Queens
Fuck
of the Stone
you,
Age, so...
You know what? Get it over with. Read off his fucking IPO.
My job is occupational masturbation. Well, now. Yeek. Coworker, goddammit. Is that your name?
Is. Yeah, no, we're not going to call him coworker. I've got too many. We got a couple of guys, hopefully, from the store that are listening. Hopefully,
oh,
Hank's
sad
listening.
Bastards.
What?
Oh, nothing. I said you're a great guy, and I like your shoes.
Sad bastards. Yeah, hopefully Hank's listening, Bird, and hopefully Potter's out there. We've got this guy
Potter.
At work. Yeah,
Potter.
He looks Potter. To the T just like Harry Potter.
Pre or post puberty?
Yes.
Oh.
Do we love Potter, man? Potter's a great guy.
I don't know, so I can't say anything. But
yeah, no shit. Yes. Yeah, this guy does not work. He is a part-time worker at the store, but full-time he's graphic design and web design, and this guy's amazing. Some of the stuff he's done blows my mind. I get mad props for his web design. You gotta see some of his stuff.
Maybe next week we'll get mad props when you bring some of us. Some of us.
Alright, well,
some of the stuff.
If he gets onto the gallery or onto the message board, maybe they'll post some of his links.
Oh, there you go. It's always worth it.
We could always use more baby shakers.
Oh, man.
No more
baby. Real quick.
My only regret about that is that it's not an animated image.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Quick, I want
to
say this.
real quick,
I want to say right now, if you want to join us live, such as the new guy or Reverend Hammer, join us in our IRC, which is irc.slashnet.org.
What's the room?
And in the room is Pound Spankwagon.
That's right.
Pound the Spankwagon.
Name change next week, remember this.
By the way, on the way over here, I saw a license plate that said Spanked.
Spanked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh! Well...
That's one less you won't
okay,
be getting.
Okay, but you gotta understand, this week I saw two bumper stickers on two cars next to each other at a red light. I was actually on my way to school. Mm-hmm. And was stuck behind a red light. One bumper sticker says, I lost a friend to drunk driving. Think before you drink.
Yeah.
The next car over, though, had a bumper sticker that said, don't believe everything you read on bumper stickers. If I had that digital camera handy, it would have been so up on the show.
By the way, in case there's any listeners out here in the Vegas Valley,
real quick, also let me interrupt one more time. Chat, go to the chat.
Do not interrupt the chat. Go ahead.
Go to the chat site. Just go to the page on the wagon. It gives instructions. It's relatively easy. If you don't get it,
so easy even a PC user could do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll take.
I have a question. One, did you write that? Two, how often do you use that on your job?
One, I did write that. Number two, never. I'm not allowed, as much as I would love to stomp.
It's bad business. It's poor business.
You're not allowed to
stomp. Later on, I will tell my Dell story. On my day off, I was in the mall, and they have a Dell kiosk there, and I just totally annihilated the guy. I love doing that to him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on my day off.
That's also another funny-ass shuttle story as well, too, that we got into at work today.
Mm.
The, HP yanked an ad campaign that said HP computers helped land the space shuttle.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Ooh.
So my thing was, when the fucking space shuttle blew apart, the Dell guy was on the ground going, dude, you should have got a Dell!
That's horrible!
Mad props to anybody who photoshops that.
Yeah.
You're getting preemptive mad props on that one, folks.
Okay, so let's throw this on there.
Let's not yet. Actually, let's cover news first. I want to cover some news first.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of Apple. Okay, okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 people in here. I won't vote. Who wants to hear Bushwhacked?
I haven't heard it yet.
All right, what we're going to do...
Hold on, let's save the news a little bit later.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and play this thing. It's called Bushwhacked.
It's
the State of the Union address as it should have been.
By the way, would you like another one?
No,
don't give them those.
I know they have it for me, aren't they?
So let me go ahead and load...
Wait, where are the pixie sticks?
Yeah, they're downstairs.
Oh, really? I think we may have to have another pixie stick
then. Maybe down the road.
Tonight?
No, not tonight.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
First, let's get through Bushwhacked, all right?
Okay.
We'll be back in a couple of moments, folks.
Hey, do you want to sit around and watch Smack Snorch and Pixie Sticks?
Members of Congress and fellow citizens, every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small men in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA, members of Congress, Vice President Cheney. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. U.S. intelligence indicates that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce 3 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill 5 children. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear weapon in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 3 hydrogen-powered doctors and the western wall of the Pentagon. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to consider Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option. In all these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result, the end of the civilized world.
how you feeling? Feeling okay? I hope so.
Wow, that's interesting. It's the first time I've heard that.
Yikes.
Gotta love that, huh?
That's interesting. I mean, that's someone really worked, and they actually worked on, you know, tearing apart the actual legitimate,
yeah,
you know, State of the Union address. So
if I've learned anything from that, it's one thing, man.
What's that?
Wear sunscreen.
I got that.
And to the Iraqi people?
Go home and die.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't. I'm afraid to get into a heavy political conversation now, but.
Oh, fuck it.
No,
I don't want to get into. I don't want to get into a heavy political conversation here, but. Claude, why don't you take it away about fucking murdering children by shaking the shit out of them, man? Yeah.
Man, if someone's got to be the troublemaker, it's you.
My ass. You just don't want the fucking blame.
So. Has to find the Bush speechmaker page again.
Oh, that was another good one.
Basically, though, I mean. If you sit here, you know the president's screwing up pretty bad when here in Las Vegas. I know I mentioned this a couple weeks ago and a couple shows
Shit,
ago.
You know what? He still hasn't visited Nevada as
no.
president.
No, he has not. He won't. Yes, he won't. He lied to us about the Yucca Mountain dump.
Yep.
Okay, he lied to us. But you got to realize, when I was down the strip with me and the wife, and we did that the war protest.
You protested. Subversive citizens.
Here we are, Las Vegas, okay? No one goes out and does this. No one. I mean, you could burn a child in the middle of the street. No one would come out and say, hey, don't do that. They don't care.
Depends
but
on what side of
hold
town.
Hold on. I know. Depending on what side of town.
Yeah, if you do that down the strip, man, people will probably throw you quarters because they think it's performance.
Or if you go do it up in Northtown, you know, people go, damn, my welfare!
Barbecue!
but for the war protest, for that
I
war
want
march...
baby back, baby back, baby back. I mean,
for that war protest...
Oh, we're going to hell now.
Three, four, I think
speak
it was like
for
total
yourself.
About 500 some odd people. Now, for Vegas, that's great. Mm. In D.C., though, you know, they had their 60,000 people, and San Francisco had about 30,000. But for Vegas to pull 500 people, that's impressive. And, you know, that there's something wrong when a president, you know, Bush here, sits here and can bring out that kind of a reaction. Clinton! Not that many people even care that Clinton fucked someone while he's married.
He didn't fuck her, dude. He did not have sexual relations with that girl. She simply engaged with oral sodomy, and it was not. He didn't do anything, man. She seduced him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Irregardless, he did.
My favorite.
Wait. Hold on.
My
hold
favorite
on.
Clinton line.
Did her
defined is?
Did her? Did his pants just fall down? Oh, you can't. Zip gone.
He was concentrating on other stuff, man.
Oh yeah, he was
like
saving the country.
The free world safe.
Yes.
Just a tasty bit of tidbit information for you, by the way. Does anyone know what Vice President Cheney did before he was the vice president?
Yeah, Secretary of Defense for G.W. Bush, the father.
What else? But what did he do in between this time frame? Anybody?
I don't know.
Don't know.
He was the CEO of the company that was in charge of rebuilding the oil wells in Iraq.
That actually makes perfect sense because yikes. Before September 11th, we were trying to negotiate with the Taliban to go ahead and install pipelines.
Absolutely. We were negotiating with the Taliban to install that big Afghani pipeline. So
turned over Bin Laden.
So yeah, I mean this is. I mean, I say this to the wife, and it makes pretty good sense to me. But so far, as far as I could tell, the war on terrorism has been about as effective as the war on drugs.
No, the war on drugs will never be won. That's obvious.
And the war on terrorism can never be won.
Hey, the war on terrorism.
You should know this. You're Irish.
Fuck you, you racist cocksucker.
Yes.
Hey, at least I know what I am. So don't even fucking get me started. I'll tear into that shit.
Terrorism is being fought and won every day. There are dangerous people in this country thinking for themselves, and the government of this country is doing a good job on curbing that. Way to go! Let's just give props out to the CIA for making sure that we don't have an original thought.
You know who we need to lead the way, dude?
Bill Gates?
James Trafficant, man. I don't know these fucking people.
The Al-Qaeda was ousted from Afghanistan? Yes, because people were sick and tired of getting their houses blown up.
Mm-hmm. But I hear they're back on a mountain somewhere. Like, there's a whole another cell, another sleeper cell. I'm sorry. Since when does, like, an attack on... when does war have to be buzzworded?
Wait. Exactly what you're saying right there, because sleeper cell right now, to me, has the effect of just trash talking on the internet.
Yeah.
And I mean, right now, the war on terrorism, yeah, it does kind of seem pretty much like Silent Jay, you know, or Boss. No, Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob.
I am the master of the clit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just have the same picture of them going over to fucking caves and huts going, are you Ahmed? Okay, did you say that the infidel must die? And then kicking the shit out of Arabs. that to me...
Go cave to cave to do it.
Yeah.
All
dude,
right.
We got this fucking homeland security budget, man. Let's go buy some airplane tickets now.
Hey, that's pretty much it, dude. That's it.
All right. We're gonna switch tracks here. We're definitely going to do an about face and switch some serious tracks here. Boy, I'm looking at my clock, though. Do we want to go news or do we want to go break?
Let's do break and then news when we come back.
Quick okay. break, quick,
Let's
quick break.
Let's play something break. Good during the break.
What? Tiki Tones are great.
Let's play some of my shit there.
No.
Everyone was really
Let's play something right. everybody loves. Let's play House Me Teenage Rave.
House Me Teenage Rave it is.
Right, House Me Teenage Rave.
All right, we'll be back in a few moments.
All right.
Ah! told me.
No.
So is Blinky in vocabulary at your house?
I think it will be now. I don't know about that. Maybe
Snakey.
Now,
son, I don't think you want Snakey. All right. Here he comes.
Yeah,
Snakey's
yeah,
here.
Yeah. That's great. All right. That was our break. It's 11 o'clock, and you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes. If you're up this late, and it's 11 in Vegas, Lord knows how late you're up everywhere else. Boy, this is something right up your alley there, Smack. And it's it's also right up your friend's alley.
If it's up his alley, it must be the colon.
Yes. Wait, hold on. Instead of being up your alley, man, this is right up your pipe.
Hello.
Damn, near killed him. All right.
Da. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was brought to you by the Anal Joke of the Week. Okay.
We should go and search out. We should do that. The rectum damn near killed him segment. We should search out a rectal story every week.
Wouldn't
that be like an intro song?
Intro song.
A rectal.
He likes it in the pipe. He likes it in the pipe. Yay. We had to get Ray right here with the accordion.
Like fucking polka. I was singing
this.
Had
the anal sex polka theme.
And it's all yours. Okay, this is from a guy's site. Now, first off, let me mention this. He's hosting it on a .Mac, and that is probably one of the biggest hit .Mac sites because he is upwards of 70,000 hits. But anyhow, he got posted /. It's all over. A woman broils her Apple Titanium PowerBook.
Broils. How do you mean?
Well, what happened was she came into the store and it was an Apple certified technician. Now these weren't you guys. It's probably like a Circuit City or a CompUSA or something. Well, yeah, I think those are the only other two, aren't they?
There's some like mom and pop shops.
It might have been. Who knows? Anyhow, this lady comes in with the laptop. Now the laptop is fucked. The screen is warped, cracked. Shrinky wrap, or what do you want to call them? What do you call those?
Remember? Cellophane.
Shrinky dinks. Literally, your screen was like a shrinky dink. All sucked in.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, toy from the...
Keys were melted and off of the keyboard. Screen was warped. Also, the titanium backplate was warped. Scorch marks around the Apple. So where the clear Apple was, it probably lit someone on fire and smoked a little around that area. So around that Apple. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
so
it was a 15 or a 12-inch?
It had to have been a 15. It looks like a 15 from the picture. So it's a 15-inch speakers on the sides. Lady, for some reason, had it in her oven at 400 degrees for 20 minutes.
We're not really sure why.
No one knows why, and these people even don't know why, because she never really elaborated. Save for embarrassment, they never really asked. How much would it cost to fix this? And they're like, well, first off, the screen is going to cost $1,000. And she's like, I'm just going to hand it over. You can go ahead and dispose of it as you wish.
Yeah.
I mean, she just... There must not have been anything important on it. There must... Who knows why? Anyhow.
Recipes.
Yeah. Place in oven, 400 degrees, 20 minutes. Okay.
So she read it on the computer. It has to be the computer as well.
Exactly.
Probably got it wet and was trying to dry it.
That's kind of the logic. She got it wet time. She put it there and didn't think of it. Someone was hiding it. There's a lot of different reasons. The site has the poll on it. But anyhow, it booted.
It booted up.
It booted up. He decided for shits and giggles, I wonder if he booted it up. It booted just fine. Now, you couldn't see much on the screen. So he decided to hook up a monitor, hook up a keyboard, all external, and it worked great. He did have a problem, though. The drive, the CD drive, optical drive, was a little wacky. But
I wonder why.
Yeah, but it worked fine after like a little bit.
It's sat in an oven.
Yeah. But yeah, it's working A-okay.
That's great.
And
you know what? I'd love to see a thing on eBay.
You know, who knows? But
to buy it,
let me give you guys
a woman just to belittle her.
Really? Well, no, she turned it over. They don't know who she is. They are pulling up all the registration and serial number information, mm-hmm. trying to contact her, and they found old phone numbers, not current ones. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the site is a homepage.mac.com/AaronSteele, AaronSteele, /personal with a capital P, 8, the number, .html.
Okay.
Or be smart, go to /. Or I think it might have hit Mac slash.
Oh, yeah.
Apple News Network, I think, had it. It's pretty much
the photo
all over. Okay. Yeah, look at those photos though. Those are the keys. That's the warpage of the thing. You can barely tell with the photos, but that's the screen as it is. It's pretty bad.
Jesus, what a fucking.
Now my question is though, is you know, not only does why does a lady put a laptop, but you know, why?
She's a chick. Who knows what the hell?
Well, here's the problem I have. That's rough. But here's the problem I have. People at work won't construe it as, you know, something like that. People will say, oh, well, you know, that's a dumb Mac user.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we work with such PC people that they're going to say, oh, that's a dumb Mac user because, you know, they've decided to put it in their oven.
Exactly.
Instead of thinking about maybe it's just a dumb person.
How many PC users have put their laptop in the friggin' dishwasher?
I don't know.
That's,
I give up.
Yeah, see, that's not the point, though. You know, they won't mention that
No, I understand
stuff.
Where Smack's coming from.
Well,
I understand.
Hey, you know what? All I got to say is the dumbest Mac user is 10 times smarter than the smartest PC user.
Ooh, that's advocacy at its best.
You know what? Let him vent, because he can't do it at work.
No, he can't.
I can't even do it here. Really.
Of course, in a little while, we'll get to hear the Dell story.
I give a rat's ass what you say about PC users here, so.
I don't know.
Let me know when it's my time to deal with Dell.
To me, a computer is a computer is a computer.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just how you use or choose to use
really,
it.
Really? Then why is it an Apple in front of you?
Why? Because that's my preference.
But a computer is a computer is a computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right.
To be able to use his operating system and not have to pay a monthly service fee for it next year.
Exactly. Not to be able to not have to pay a monthly service fee plus.
No, you pay a yearly
with it
one.
Being Unix.Mac. No, I don't get .Mac. I can
Unix
make do. Everything I do, like with Spankwagon, I brag about this and I brag about it a lot, is everything I've been trying to, I've been able to pull everything together for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, software, my provider, yeah, I do have to pay. I do have to pay $5 a month,
uh-huh.
But that's so I can get the legal copyright and everything, take care of all of my playing of music that, you know.
Blah, 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 right. boring.
Fucking royalty fee. Like
that is the royalty fee I pay.
Yeah, my royalty fee for 1 month was $70.
Yikes!
What the fuck were you playing?
Damn.
Right.
Yeah. He was playing constant streams, and that's what we do, one thing we do differently.
Ah, okay. And then
we don't play constant
because
streams.
Because your grandfather did, you wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm a preferred member. Of course, I keep screwing on my billing, but that's another story altogether.
Anyhow, getting on the next
But, yeah, story. I mean, it's just the fact that...
Before we lose listeners.
What? You mean Baby Shaker 2000 didn't do it?
No, man, people like the Baby Shaker.
And, yes, we know Smack gets his .Mac for free, and he can go to hell for that.
Matter of fact.
Because I used to get .Mac for free.
Hey, so do you, buddy.
But you know what? I used to get it for free, too. And that's just poor business.
Who wants to do a
because
prank
we
call?
Know, everybody knows that no one's signing up for it as fast as they could.
Hey, kids, who wants to do a prank call?
Let me just
no.
Yeah.
No.
Prank calls. Not on my phone. I can use yours. Let me just say this.
I don't have my with me. My mom
buying,
has my right.
Buying .Mac just for the features on the antivirus, McAfee, and Norton's already doing it, but McAfee is going to start charging users for monthly updates now. They're going to a subscription base. And the subscription base, just for that alone, is double the cost of .Mac for you.
You know, I really feel bad for ISPs, though, because ISPs are going to get hurt the worst, because now we're going to have a lot of people who don't want to update their virus
definitions because
they have to pay.
I'm worried right now about my ISP.
Really?
Yes. DOCSIS 2.
What's wrong with that?
What it does is it kills file sharing.
Ooh.
What it does is it redirects all bandwidth to port 80, and anything on any other port, such as IE file sharing, it reduces to 64K.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
That's the deterrent for file sharing that's coming up.
Huh. It's an interesting thing, but I mean, what about ports like I use this port?
The Gibson. We'll get around it.
Thank you. By the way, did you, what's his face? You know, Zero Cool. Did you know Zero Cool is actually Sick Boy from Trainspotting?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know.
Homeboy was very
I ended up watching both of them back to back one night.
Mm, what a coincidence.
Yes.
Yes. And when was the last time I got a virus on my Mac? I think I put Crazy Mouse on back in '95.
I've only gotten one. I've only gotten hit with two viruses my whole life.
Oh.
One wasn't a virus.
Bubble.
Bubble was when I collected the virus, and I said, what's bubble.exe? Let's open this up, and fuck toward my computer. And the other one was when I was getting what I thought was amateur porn. And it was an executable zip file.
Jesus.
Or so I thought. You know, the mm-hmm. execution was, you know, Deltry.
Yeah. I can't even tell you the number of people I infected with, like, Spybots and back orifice and things like that. But I used to just throw that shit out for fun. Like, here, you want to see my picture? Yeah, I've got a, it's in a compressed package. Go ahead and just compress it on your hard drive. Next thing you know, I'm taking over the machine.
See, I remember back orifice came out because Cult of the Dead Cat was so proud of themselves. I mean, they were just pissing their pants, but they were so happy because we wrote this. Oh. You know, and everything else is going to hell in a handbasket for computers, you know, Windows 95.
It was great, man. They were like, hey, check it out. We told Microsoft about this months ago, and they didn't do shit about it.
Well, it's the same as the Slammer. You know, that worm that just came through.
Well, no, the Slammer is a result of lazy admins.
Okay, here's the question.
Wait, no. He has a good point right there.
It's lazy admins, but also Microsoft didn't make an easy-to-use patch. Okay.
When has Microsoft ever made it easy?
They didn't make something that was either auto-executable or whatever, because think about this. Not even Microsoft patched their own SQL servers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fucked up.
That's Microsoft.
Yes. Speaking of Microsoft, and, you know, think about their funds with the Department of Justice. Guess who else is having fun with Department of Justice?
Who?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, no.
Oh, good old Mop and Glow Martha.
Off the Jersey
Something like that. Department of Justice now has enough evidence to arrest her.
Woo! Send that bitch to jail. So.
Today we are going to put up a lovely yellow valance. This valance is actually, I had to trade 2 packs of cigarettes and 3 anal rape sessions.
Yes. And when we're done, I'll show you how to put a nice finish on your shank.
Do you want that faux ivory handle on your shank?
Yes, with a satin finish.
With a satin finish.
This is this is my bitch right here. I got her for 3 candy bars. She's in on embezzlement charges.
Yeah.
Mrs. Cheney.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, but basically, yeah. I mean, this all stems from the fact that she dumped 4,000 shares of I am clone. Don't understand that name. I'm clone.
Now all I'm thinking is some sort of hot, heavy, angry lesbian sex scene between Martha Stewart and Leona Helmsley.
You know who does it the best, though? Saturday Night Live always has that one actress that, you know, does the Martha Stewart. I was watching one Martha Stewart deal where she was sitting there topless, and it was the Martha Stewart topless Christmas special. And how she ended it, though, is she was just... And she's like, and now...
Fine, as long as I didn't show underneath the camera, because you know that's where the boobs are hanging.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not this actor, but this actress, and you're just, shaking them throughout the whole thing. Audience is dropping dead. Audience is going nuts live. Everybody's getting the blurred out shake thing going on. But that was funny. They wanted to talk about Good Martha. Crack.
Oh, hey! Let me do a news story real quick.
Yeah. Please, go right ahead.
Go for it. The what news?
Yeah, car news.
Car news.
I have car news. Me of all people.
Can wow. You could barely even turn one on.
I know, seriously.
Anyhow, handing it over to Spank. Smack.
Get it right out.
This is Spank. You're Smack.
Let me get this.
That's Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, that is. That's not Reloaded. That's the Animatrix stuff. Good news for Daewoo owners out there.
Oh, yes. Actually, I hope this is not the story we ever already covered.
I don't know. The letter. The letter just went out this week. Daewoo owners who were previously fucked because basically when Daewoo declared bankruptcy,
Daewoo is not out of business. Daewoo is coming back as Suzuki.
Well, when they did file for Chapter 13,
yes.
Well, let me get this out first. When they did file for Chapter 13, the first thing that got cut off was, number one, there were no parts available. Number two, warranty service was basically denied and non-existent. My ex, the timing belt went on hers, and she had to wait.
Your
she
computer
had to wait.
Crashed.
Did it? Oh, shit. Anyway, when the timing belt went down, she had to wait seriously 6 months for a timing belt, and she had to pay $700. Well, they sent out letters this week, basically, I guess, because of the Suzuki buyout. Parts are now available and warranty service will be offered. That has taken the blue book value on most Daewoos up from under $1,500 back into the $6,000 and $7,000 range. Mm-hmm. So it's actually good news for Daewoo owners out there.
The name of a car that was also a forklift, that was also a ship. That was also my brother's in-dash CD player.
Jesus, come on.
You know what I gotta say?
So you wouldn't buy a Mitsubishi?
I have a hard time with Mitsubishi. It's for the same reason.
Why?
Because he can't spell it.
Oh, well, that too. But over diversification.
Mitsubishi.
Oh, you know, Mitsubishi is real fun because you cross out the letters on the tailgate of your truck and it'll say Mi Sushi.
You know, I...
Oh, that sounds good. Now I'm hungry for it all of a sudden.
I gotta say, you know what? The
Jesus,
what was that grocery store
Costco
sushi?
Costco sushi,
oh,
dude.
Oh no, bad.
Fuck that.
Dude, I had a shrimp.
You had crab meat with a K, the imitation crab.
Oh, that's wrong.
Imitation crab. I just felt like it was. Anyhow.
You know what? The Daewoo, it really isn't a bad car, though.
Ouch. No. Daewoo's problem is they have too plain a styling.
Wait.
That's my complaint on that.
This is a Daewoo door.
Yeah, yeah, they are paper thin.
Hey, it's windy out,
Ben.
Well, you know what?
Same thing goes for Kia.
We loved ours, and you know what? It was a really great machine.
You know,
I drove Flying J's Kia, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go down to McDonald's, and I said, well, fuck it, man, I'm gonna go for my own private test drive. I dropped that fucker down into D, man, and took it on the freeway. No. I drove a four door Sportage, man, two wheel drive,
yeah,
with a four banger, dude.
Well,
on the freeway.
Ken Omadon, he's got a Kia, and he actually really likes it. Other
now,
than some
now,
of the electrical
now,
issues they have.
The problem I have with the Sportage right there is it's four cylinder, okay, and it's traditional north south mount, okay. You shouldn't do a four cylinder. That it should be at least a six.
Yes.
Okay, that's the problem.
South.
Now the thing about it is with Kia right there, Kia does make it does have good engines because they're Hyundais. Which is very interesting as well, because guess who's getting in with Mitsubishi and Chrysler? Hyundai, developing the new motors. They're going
to
develop the new engine.
Very
you,
nice.
you know, like the PRV, which
yeah,
you know because I'm a DeLorean owner,
yeah,
which is a joint session right there with between three car manufacturers. Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and Chrysler are going to be making a universal V6.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Worldwide.
That'll be
Hyundai
great.
Is opening up their brand new plant in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They have their new test grounds being built right now outside of Kern County, California.
Very nice.
Very, very interesting news. Of all people, Daimler Chrysler's, Mercedes line
mm-hmm.
is going to have a new plant in Iran.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not I just thought that was great news for Daewoo owners. I was actually pretty happy about that.
Great news for Daewoo owners is they quit making cars, but...
They really got
screwed.
I gotta say fairly, though, we always need that low-end model car.
For us cheap bastards.
For the cheap people, the poor people can afford.
Well, you don't need to look any further. Guess what's coming out?
It's coming back.
That's right, man.
Yep.
Malcolm Bricklin has got the contract signed again with Zastava Motors. They're bringing back the Yugo.
That's pretty cool.
And it actually looks... better.
The only problem is, okay, picture a Yugo in your mind,
mm-hmm.
all right, take the rear end, kind of give it the Nubria rear end, but, you know, where it's more aerodynamic.
Wait, are you talking the same bubbly bit?
Or yeah, kind of bubbly, with the front end of a Jaguar.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
What did they say what the price point on that's going to be?
$49.95.
Whoa, when are they going to be out?
According to everything, it's going to be late 2004.
Oh, I got a lot of light on that.
Can you imagine a lot of people's credit in law history is going to increase tenfold? But can you imagine there's going to be a few people out there who will have to have a Yugo repo?
Yes, and nobody wanted to repo them before because you couldn't fucking do anything with them. The problem is Yugos have good motors. The originals, they had Fiats. Fiat makes a good motor, but Yugos are cheap.
Renault doesn't make a good motor.
No, the American ones are shit because they're using Chrysler derivatives. That was the fucking problem. Which
were they using the 1.7?
Yes, they were.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to get into that because I have another...
I don't like the Chrysler 1.7. I do not like the Chrysler 2.2. I've had
yes.
too many problems with the 2.2.
Yes, and that is what they're using. The only other engine that they ended up using was a 1.8. Yeah, I know. Now, there's another...
don't put roller skates in the car.
Yeah, there's another... I want to kick the shit out of Lee Iacocca rant coming up in a second here. But basically, the new Yugos... are coming with Toyota 4-bangers.
Yes. So that's going to be a higher horsepower or a higher horsepower 4-banger.
Higher, more reliable. Now, like I said before, the Fiats are good motors, but the car is fucking disposable, so everybody ran them into the ground.
Yeah.
That was a problem. There were two main problems I can think of, structural-wise. One, you put a fucking spare tire over the engine, it's going to rot. Two, they used a thin sheet metal for the shock towers on the front.
Okay.
So you hit bumps, it would rip the fucking car apart.
Subaru used to do that as well, put a spare tire with the motor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I almost bought a Subaru that was on all-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
It just needed to be bad. And that was a horrible, horrible design. One thing, though, I will say, and I don't remember where we're going. I don't remember the path of where we were going here.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? I want to kick the shit out of Lee Iacocca some more?
No, just going forward on that.
Okay. And we were talking about the Renault cars that they brought over.
Well, there was Renault.
I got a fart again.
All that I don't know. I guess my whole thing was...
Ooh,
I
made a squeak.
So
barking
motors,
spider.
Now, you've seen the hell that my car has been through.
Your car has been through a lot.
That's a Renault motor.
That's a Renault. I thought it was a Volvo.
Oh, man, that's going
to
smell.
It's used by Volvo. It's actually manufactured by Peugeot and Renault.
I'd just like to apologize to you guys right now. It's going to be foul.
Open door.
Yeah, you're going to have to open
it. It's freezing outside. Literally.
Anyhow... Like I said, the problem was that they're using Chrysler motors right there. Now, AMC essentially said, oh my God, we cannot design a good-looking car. That's why AMC got in with Renault, and they started putting them fucking Lee cars in them Reliances. Those were pieces of shit. Okay, and everybody hated that, and Renault said, what the fuck are you doing, assholes? Get some better cars out. That's when they signed the contract for the 3-liter PRV motors right there, okay? They said, all right, let's do this. Now, if anybody knows cars, this is a very obscure car, and I've been told that most car magazines from the 1988 period will feature this. There's a car made by a subdivision of Renault that Renault purchased. It's called the Alpine A610. Now, I like it. It's a nice car. It uses the same drivetrain as a DeLorean. Rear engine, center fucking mounted transmission with dual turbo. Kicks out a minimum of 250 horsepower.
Really?
Sport-tuned suspension, everything. This was going to be the new Eagle. When Renault brought this car to Eagle, they said, you want to take a look at this? I said, yes. So Eagle said, fuck it. We're going to take on the Corvette. Fuck it with the goddamn sedans. Let's go sports cars. Lee Iacocca took over
Eagle.
Now, do you know how that happened?
No, I don't even know how the whole AMC...
Yes, that's
take over with Spike
the
Brown's.
Head of Renault was fucking assassinated.
Whoa.
By some leftist liberal group in France back in the 80s. So that sent Renault stock plummeting. Well, Renault needed fucking cash, and Renault was the main stockholder at AMC. So Iacocca wanted Jeep.
Of course,
because Jeep was the crown jewel.
France.
Do you know why, though? Back in the 80s, the Jeep Cherokee, the Grand Cherokee, was the only American car to be purchased by people in the $50,000 and $100,000 plus income ranges. AMC kicked on to the whole SUV craze. AMC said this shit. Yes, so what they said was, you know what, rich people are coming in to look at the Jeeps. Let's get this goddamn AMC in there.
And that's because it was the American version of the Range Rover.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Iacocca said, fuck Renault, I don't want them. Welched on the contract with Renault, said it was AMC, and we're not assuming that part of the business, and fucking killed the Premier. Now, by the way, if anybody's curious, the Premier...
did exist.
Yes, it did.
And it actually existed as an Intrepid lookalike.
No, this is something else. You're thinking of the Vision...
No, they had an Eagle Premier.
Okay.
It was a Spirit lookalike, or...
It kind of looks like a Spirit. It's Renault design on the outside, but the inside was AMC's own design team, which is very interesting.
Monaco.
Yes.
Another.
Yes, it's a knockoff of it. Same, different badge. Now, it's very interesting. If you see these cars, they say Eagle on the outside, but from 1989 and below, they say AMC on their motors and hoses.
Cool.
So AMC workers were not happy, and they killed this fucking car line. Now, to tell you something right there, the rear suspension and the brakes,
mm-hmm.
Guess what car got those? The Viper.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. The transmissions were shit. They were using ZF trannies, ZF is normally a diehard tranny. Can be found in the Pantera,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and on the automatic version of the DeLorean.
Right.
So they are pretty diehard, but ZF is not known for their computer shit, which is found A, in the Premieres, in the Monaco's problem, and B, the DeLorean. Okay, they use shitty electronics inside. Basically, you have two load capacitors, which are supposed to catch voltage spikes and bleed them off through a resistor. They're underrated. They fry constantly. So then your transmission, you'll be doing 80 miles an hour.
Lock in second.
First. They'll automatically drop to first, blow the whole trans.
Damn,
it's a
dude.
Common problem with ZFs. They can't do shit on their autos. But other than that, their diehard can take a good amount of torque. Now, Lee Iacocca didn't want fucking Renault around. So he said, nah, we're not going to do this. So he took shitty K cars and put those out and relied upon the LHs to keep Chrysler going and killed everything with Renault and killed their chances. Now, the good news about this, if you like the Alpine A610, which I love, if anybody looks at the picture, you'll see why. That's gone. Renault said, you know what, they're not going to take it in America. It's not doing too well here in France. Let's close out the badge, which I'm really disappointed on. Not before 60 cars were DOT certified. So if anybody's a hardcore Mopar out there, please let me know if you can find one of these things. I'd love to buy it.
Were they badged under what brand?
Don't know. I'd have to find one of them old things. I don't know if they're badged Eagle or they're badged Renault.
They probably didn't be badged Renault.
Quite possibly, because Eagle hadn't accepted them in yet, but they were supposed to be the new ones. But basically, that's what Lee Iacocca did was with all those shitty-ass fucking cars. Now, another thing, too, which...
he developed a K-car.
Oh! This is not the end of his problems. Lee Iacocca dumped Renault in the A610 in favor of Lamborghini. Chrysler-owned Lamborghini.
Yeah, we did. That's because you can...
What's this weight shit?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Turn my pocket. But yes, all
right.
Because I know, because we were laughing. We were at a car show one time, and there was a Lamborghini there. And looked close to it.
Yes.
And there was Chrysler emblems on all the glass.
Yes. Now, you want to know the funny ending to this story right here? The story has an unhappy ending. Oh, and for Chrysler. And Daimler.
Yes.
Lee wanted to buy the Lamborghini Marquis to make entry-level sports cars like the Corvette, but they have a Lamborghini badge. Now, if you could buy a Lamborghini for $40,000, that's pretty prestigious, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, with you know, at least like a V8 to V10 motor. Okay, so Chrysler was going to build its own supercar way before the Viper, and definitely way before the, although I don't know if you can call it a supercar, the Prowler. So
Prowler's not a supercar.
No. Prowler spends more time in the shop than it does on the road.
Yes. If everybody heard my stories about those. But basically, that was what's going to happen. Lee, though, bought the brand and never did anything with it. Hmm. So, guess what happened? Lamborghini was promised all this money. Lamborghini just bought themselves out from Chrysler and owned their own company. Mm-hmm. They're suing Daimler.
Ooh. But why? What
for losses that they of money that they could have, would have, should have made had Lee Iacocca put them into Dodge and Mopar showrooms.
Dang.
Lamborghini wanted to be more than a custom car hand-tooled. They wanted to go mass production, 20,000 cars a year.
Hmm.
And Iacocca fucked them over.
Wow.
But guess who's coming back to the United States? Renault. By 2010, Renault will be back on showroom floors. They're doing their analyzing right now. They're getting their model lines ready, and they're building their dealer network.
Hmm. Awesome.
See, now, one question I always have, and this kind of bugs me a little bit, but how many different cars can an economy sustain? How many different brands?
Depends.
Not just how many brands, but if you look at every brand has at least six, at least.
Well, it's really interesting you mention that right there, because a lot of time, with the way cookie-cutter cars are right now, the only mods that have to be done are not for steel presses. They're for front clips.
Yeah. That's kind of been the way it has been for years with the good old Trans Am Camaro.
I mean, you know the Hyundai Accent from 97?
Mm-hmm.
Less accents were made than my DeLorean.
Hmm.
So there's like no oversaturation of this. They just changed the clip a little bit, and the accent no longer is made. It's actually called the Hyundai Verna. That's a new one.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to look at like things like I can understand.
But I see what you're saying. We're yeah.
Are basically Lexuses without some of the upper end packages.
Yeah.
You know.
I see what you're saying by like how many more different models and things right there. And I totally agree. And something like GM is doing right now, and we saw this at the Motor Trend show.
Trimming.
And they have also just reworked all their cars to make them look specifically different.
Yes.
I mean, really, the pinnacle of cars looking alike. Yes, the Plymouth and the Dodge Neon. Only way you could tell them apart was that hood badge.
And I will say this, there's been a stretch that's ending, thank God. There's been a stretch that's ending now, where Chrysler made boring cars. Sure, they could make great solid motors and semi-solid transmissions, you know. But well, no, the Chrysler just always seemed to be very dull.
Have any of you seen the Chevy Malibu, the new one?
Uh-oh.
Have you? Oh, we rented one. In,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh God! Don't remind me.
Yes, you would agree that's a boring car, right?
Very boring car.
But GM has already done the tooling, so they're losing money on it.
Yeah.
Chevy dealers don't want it in their showrooms because it won't move and they can't floor plan it.
Nope.
So guess what? It's going fleet only.
Makes good sense.
Now you want to talk about another car aside from the Aztec that's got oversaturation of build?
Don't say H2 or M2 or whatever. H2.
The Jaguar X-Type.
the entry level,
yeah,
over in the UK. They've had to shut the plant down. Nobody's buying them.
Hmm.
The left-hand drives, nobody wants them in the U.S. because they realize what they are. And in England, petrol is like $5 a gallon now. Yeah. So everybody in England wants diesel. And they're not diesel, so Ford missed their target really big.
Yeah.
Chrysler also sold off their EV division, and GM is recalling all their EV cars.
Which is really weird that they're all recalling, but yet, you know, we're dealing with gas that's, you know, expensive ass. As hell, and yet we're canceling our EV programs, and I'm just talking third person.
Now, like I say, the end of this year is going to be very interesting because we have new two contenders. We've lost F bodies, which I'm not a fucking GM person, but in a way I'm kind of like, that's too bad because that's killing a lot of variety options.
Well, not only is it killing the variety of options, but I think it's killing off you're killing off your own chances of competition.
Yeah.
As far as I could tell, even though it's uglier than Sin, and of course it takes me a while to warm up to these, but the new Mustang, uglier than Sin, but it's still a Mustang.
But they have a good redeeming quality.
Exactly.
Shaker hood.
Absolutely. But then, you know, you got GM who's just killing off
GM.
The entire badge.
Well, I think there's also another.
But then they're introducing the truck, that one truck. Or they're introducing the...
I've seen the truck, but the GTO is going to be...
Yeah, the GTO.
I think they've killed the F-body, so people...
The Monte Carlo, at least.
Bought it.
Yeah.
The Monte Carlo is
They're
lovely.
At least finally figuring out, though. They're figuring out not to make the Monte Carlo look like Illumina and to make it look like the old 86. The 86 Monte Carlo SS was one of the best Monte Carlos they made since the 70s.
I like the 79 Monte Carlo. I think that's the absolute best.
Ironically, I have, you know, I used to own...
If anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, the 79 Monte Carlo, look at the movie Training Day.
Training Day, yep. Actually, yeah, that was when they first started squaring off. But if you look at a 77 Monte Carlo parked next to my 78 Chrysler Cordoba, I freaking identical. I mean... Buttons and folds are a little different.
Yeah.
But I freaking identical.
But it's very interesting what's going on right now with fucking GM. GM is really starting to buy into a lot of shit, and they're just fucked. In all honesty, what I'm pissed about is there are a lot of bitchin' fucking cars in Europe
that aren't getting made here.
Yeah. The fucking Opel two-seater rear engine.
I won't even begin to start talking about Opel.
Dude, imagine a fucking Mazda Miata. Slightly a little bit longer, slightly a little
did
bit bigger.
Did they do the funky headlights still?
No.
Oh, that was such a trademark.
No, they're not doing that. Those are bitching. Imagine something that's a little bit bigger than a Miata with a rear-mounted V8 turbocharged.
God.
That's
wheelie stands.
Yeah. That's fucking bitching shit to me. But
absolutely.
No, we can't fucking get that in America.
Oh, no. No, because we got to follow EPA, by the way. You know. Anywho, we're going to go ahead and take a break because we have people zoning out because of the Krager speak.
Yes.
So we're geeking out on the automobiles here at Spankwagon. But I want to let you all know you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
That's right, only at spankwagon.bftp.net, the greatest show of all time on the internet. Minus live webcams.
Porn is usually a little bit better than us, but...
No, it's not.
Well, willing to accept
that. Well, it depends on what kind of type of porn you like. You like midget porn?
Bridget the Midget porn?
Dude, I want to see retard porn. I want to see retarded people have
sex.
Oh,
dear God, that's just not
right. That's not a fetish. I just want to see it to say I've seen it.
On that note, I'm cutting out. We'll be back in a few moments. Enjoy the break. I'm going to beat the hell out of Crackhead Smack here.
You almost said Claude, you fucker.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whitey has claws closed. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had to fix it.
Yeah, my foam fell off,
your
man.
Your foamy fell.
My mic condom.
Oh, hello there. All right, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, my friend.
I'm Trencher, he's Claude Balls, and you
this
are...
this is more fun than being on fire.
Yes, you are Smack, the official audio link,
it's
goofy post.
For his wife.
Yes, it's the microphone him. Dildo. Yeah, you shove it in here and you hear a moan through the crotch.
Are these new or are these old?
These are brand new. We got these for the New Year's Eve show.
And damn, do they work good.
They worked very well. We actually have two. We're choosing not to use them just for... I don't know.
Let's use them next week.
What, you got the other one? You really want to return it or open it?
Hey, it's in the car. It doesn't matter at this point.
Okay. I don't want to do permanent mounts.
Not permanent mounts, but let me take...
They got a mobile stand. It's over there. But real quick, let me go ahead and give out all of our mad props to everybody who contributes to the wagon.
Shit, where's my clicker liquor pop?
You put it away.
Ah!
First off, let me give mad props to everybody in the Spankwagon Radio Group, ourselves included. Ego.
We have a group?
Yeah, well, Spankwagon Radio Group, yes. We are the Spank-leet or whatever you want to
call it.
Yeah. We're Spankalicious.
Spankalicious!
Our fame is damn near as fast as my sideburns.
We'll get to that one later on.
Oh, fuck it. You ain't got much more time. Let's go ahead and do it right now.
Well, you were in a commercial.
Yeah.
Not only were we all filming these commercials, but in particular, one of 18 commercials that are being put out.
Minus Smack, because he no longer works for the company we work for.
We filmed the commercial. We talked about this during one of our other shows.
Yes, and we talked about a little bit of filming right there. But we never actually got a chance, because at that time we hadn't seen it, to just tell you and share with you what the actual commercial looked like.
It looked great.
Right now, there's a total of 4 commercials out.
Out of 18.
Uh-huh.
One of which is entirely Claude. All Claude for 30 seconds on your TV.
Pure fucking Claude staring you back at the face.
And making noises. talking about the product. So it's good. And
yeah,
what we're doing right now,
yeah,
we're working on putting them up on the site. Now, don't get all excited that it's going to happen tomorrow. It's not.
Ah, fuck you. I'll do it tonight.
You know, tomorrow. If you want... You've on to cool, but there's some things you got to work out.
That video makes it on the site before the 1226 Hot Rails show.
Oh! 1226 Hot Rails up. I just have to go ahead and get the link fixed.
Get the link fixed!
So, yes, Reverend Hammer was letting me know because I bugged him 4 or 5 times this week alone, and he goes, "Is Smack happy it's up?" And I go, "Well, I haven't quite linked it." He won't know until I tell him.
Get that shit up there, because
it's up. It's up. Yeah, Hot Rail Smack will be up after this weekend.
It was great. It really was.
I have to get all the week links, and I have to get everything going for the weekend. Yeah. By the way, let me just say it again. Spankwagon Radio Group, of course, there's JSTFU, which is going through technical problems, but they'll be back. I got a cryptic sort of-ish message from Gilroy. I don't know where that's going.
Okay.
I really don't. So, what I wish I didn't know, show. I know he's out there. He's breathing. He's alive.
He's a trucker.
He's doing something. Who knows? Also want to say thank you to VFTP.net of graciously hosting this site week in, week out, day after day. He's currently running it on Stella. The irony in the small world syndrome is that, you know...
Yes, our former monitoring server.
Our former monitoring server is at his house until he brings it back.
Yes, and then his computer he sold got traded out.
Traded up into Iowa to run VFTP, which VFTP is the first thing I hooked him up with the minute I knew he wanted a Mac and was on a Mac.
Yes.
Small world. So.
I keep telling Bert he needs to change Powerbot's name to Stella.
Stellabot. Yeah. So that way people don't get too confused. Maybe we need to start a writing campaign to change Powerbot to Stellabot. And if you know what we're talking about, great. If you don't...
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. It's an internal joke. Anywho.
But yes.
Also, just who else do I need to thank? Oh, Claude, you know, you're here week in, week out, on time even. Thank
Hell,
you.
I'm not just here right now. I'm on your TV.
Yes, you are. You are. I mean,
people keep telling me to see the commercial constantly.
Yeah.
And it's
and
actually.
You know what? I have to say,
people
my
wake
ego?
Up to be staring at
yes,
them.
Yes, I've had
and
people
Trench,
say.
Trench is kind of trying to be humble, but, you know, Trench actually does a damn good appearance in it as well.
Yeah.
I like TV.
Yes,
you
but
yourself.
You know what? It was either that or my hair looks like it's all fro because it was just perfect that day to fro. I mean, I went to school
Tell
with
me,
no with my hair not
beard.
Tied up, and it was just...
They didn't have any.
Tunk, tunk, tunk.
Oh, it don't matter because people who live in Vegas will find out anyhow.
Yeah, they know.
Especially when you see me on fucking TV staring at you back.
And doing Elvis. Yes, Elvis?
Yes.
Because everybody assumes sideburns means Elvis.
I don't know why.
Gee.
Nah, man, these are curb feelers for the ladies, man, on the way in.
Yeah, because their hips are so wide, they got to get tickled to move them.
Ooh,
he's probably going, yeah. Wait a minute.
that's right, dude. Your wife's hips aren't that heavy.
Oh.
There you go. Well, dig in me, I'll dig in you. All right.
Fair enough, fair enough.
But
always want to say thanks to Smack, even though you didn't get much mic time today.
That's all right.
Well, you know, we're going to work on that.
Next week, we're going to get the boom mics.
So, next week we'll play with the boom mics and we'll hear people bitching because I keep too far out, you keep too far in.
Who gives a fuck? We're doing this for ourselves, not them.
Exactly.
Unless you want to sponsor us.
Yes. Also, I am speaking of stuff like that, we are looking for a call to more broadcasters. We'd love to have more people broadcasting with the wagon. If you have a segment you'd like to produce, put it together, we'll broadcast it.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking for stuff to be between 5 and 10 minutes, something really kind of to get your feet wet, get it going.
That's your.
He's in tight.
Perhaps you want to do, you know, the weekly bowel movement report. You know.
Hey, that's mine.
Okay.
You can't do the weekly bowel movement report.
Take photos.
Smack has it. No, that was Flying J's idea. He was going to do the bowel gallery.
That's right. You know what? I don't know if Flying J got my one URL, man. And in case Smack wants to go, www.urinalpoop.com.
Really?
It's all pictures of people having bowel movements into urinals.
That's pathetic. That is stupid. I mean, I had to endure. He bought CKY.
Can't Kill Yourself
2K3, was it?
Just
CKY. CKY 4. Can't Kill Yourself 4. And they show this picture of, who was it?
That's Rab himself.
Rab himself. Literally, that's his screen name. Yeah. Taking a dump. One was he pulls up in this van just at a stop sign. Someone's standing at the corner waiting just for something.
Uh-huh.
He gets out of the van, pulls down his pants, takes a dump in the middle of the street, pulls up his pants, and takes off. Okay? The next one you see of him is a close-up shot. So you see him, he's downtown Times Square, New York. He walks up to a window of a restaurant.
Sunday morning,
8 a.m. Pulls down his pants, puts his ass against the window, takes a dump, which is now sliding down the window. Walks away, pulls up his pants, drives back, and the first thing he has to do when he gets back to wherever they were staying, hop in the shower. Because he shit himself, too.
Oh, Rab shits himself so many times. It's funny. There's 70-mile-an-hour shit.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Rab pissing on the electric fence.
Rab himself pissed on electric fence. There is pain. He doesn't get hurt. Any other stunt he did, he hurt himself.
Even the getting a shopping cart
at
the bottom of the
soda.
Nope.
Wow. I've never heard of this. This is actually the first time for me.
This is the original stuff for Jackass. I mean, we had Bam and his dad. Mm-hmm. You know, the one, if you ever seen Jackass.
He kicks the shit out of constantly.
Yeah, exactly. Or where he digs the hole in the yard and covers it up and his dad drives the lawnmower right into it. You know, things like that.
There's also
a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Unless somebody breaks a fucking bone. Should I just fast forward loop?
The loop. Yeah, a loop that people do make it through. He just didn't have enough speed, and you just see him start free falling. Shbam!
Anybody out there wants a really good idea on what Can't Kill Yourself is, go to Google and look up Beast Man AIDS. Just go look that up.
Oh, yeah, that's a scary. We'll do that right after the show.
Interesting.
Speaking of, Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio at spankwagon.bftp.net.
Yes.
Nah. I only code, man. Ding, HTML's done. Anybody you want to throw out
ding,
mad
baby
props?
Done. Ding,
kudos.
Baby done. Would you like to shake it?
If any of them are out there listening, if Hank, Bird, Potter, if any of you guys are out there listening, we got T-Man here, but I don't know if anybody else.
T-Man jetted. He had to go.
He had to go. But if anybody else out there from the crew is listening, hey, dumbasses.
And we're going to leave you with a little bit more of Nine Inch Nails to soothe your soul. And you are listening or have been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We will see you next week. Hear you next week. You'll hear us next week. We'll chat with you.
That's right.
Fuck, next week. Fucking check out the site, spankwagon.bftp.net.
We are the only ones who care about you.
We do. We
yes.
really do.
We're the only ones that love you.
Jesus! Now that smells white! All right. See you next week.
This show fix, I have to smell it.